Hi guys, my name is Hannah Karnick, and this is the first episode of the Documenting Podcast. I'm so excited because this is the very first episode of the Documenting Podcast. I actually cannot believe that this is real. I can't believe that I'm saying that out loud. This has been something that I've been wanting to start for, I think, 2 years now. God really put it on my heart about 2 years ago when I was praying. I was a sophomore in college at the time, and I was like, God, I really just want to know what you want me to do with my life. And I just really felt like he wanted me to start a podcast, but I actually told God no, because I was like, there's no way that I can do that. It feels like the equivalent of wanting to be an astronaut. It feels like such a big dream that feels so scary. And yet God has just really worked on my heart and brought me to a place where all I want to do is obey him. And if he says, Hannah, start a podcast, then that's what we're doing. And that's what this is. It's been really cool because God just gave me the name. Like a year and a half ago, I was in my car and I was like, okay, God, you want me to start a podcast, but you got to give me a name because I have no idea what it's going to be called. And the Documenting Podcast came into my mind like in that moment. And I can't even explain it other than it was God, because I'm just driving and I'm like, where did that come from? It was the weirdest feeling, honestly. So that's where the documenting came from. It literally came from nowhere. Like, I mean, God gave it to me, obviously, but he put it on my mind. But it's just so funny. It was just like, oh, the Documenting Podcast. Yeah, that's a good name, actually. And so then over this summer, I've been interning at Samaritan's Purse. And so I was living in North Carolina, and I was praying about it a lot more, and I was like, okay, God, I think it's time for me to start this podcast, but I have no idea what it's going to be about. What am I supposed to do about that? I have the name, I have the dream, but I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And I was sitting with my coworkers at lunch one day talking about, I think it was my parents, and how my parents had just the greatest faith that I've ever seen. And then I started hearing stories about the faith of other people around me and how somebody had lived in Ukraine for 12 years as a missionary and is coming back and now working a 9-to-5, and how just God is working in the lives of people who are teachers, who are, yeah, working 9-to-5s, who are, I don't know, like professors and doctors and nurses and just ordinary people that God is doing extraordinary things through. And I was like, that's actually a great thing to talk about on a podcast, because as I was hearing these stories of people with just this amazing faith, I realized I walk away from those conversations feeling two things. One, I feel in awe of who God is. And I'm just like, wow, God still does that. And two, I feel encouraged. There were times where I didn't feel like trusting God, or trusting God felt really hard. And then I would hear someone tell me a story about, yeah, and then, you know, I didn't have the money. And then God just provided in this insane way. Or my child was sick, and then God miraculously healed them. And you walk away from those conversations and from hearing those stories, and you're like, wow, God still does things like that. And it encourages me, because I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know how I'm going to trust God with this. And yet, hearing those stories, I'm reminded, oh, yes, I can, actually. I was on a walk one time and listening to Joshua, the book of Joshua. And in Joshua 4, there's a story about how God parts the Jordan River or he stops the Jordan River for the Israelites. And God tells them to get stones as they're crossing the river and to build an altar of remembrance, to stack the stones. It was 12 men. And so 12 different stones are stacked on top of each other as an altar of remembrance. And it basically says that God tells them, whenever your children ask you, what do these stones mean? You tell them how God was faithful. That's obviously Hannah's paraphrase. But I was listening to that and I was like, this is exactly what I want this podcast to be about. That we want this podcast to be altars of remembrance, to be stones of remembrance, to remember how God has been faithful in the past. So that whenever we go through things and we're like, I don't know if I can trust God, so that you would hear a story and you would say, oh, wait, yes, I can. Because this is what God has done. And we are very forgetful people. We forget so, so easily. And we need to be reminded of the ways that God has been faithful in the past so that we can trust God in the future. God, throughout the whole entire Bible, encourages us to look back, to remember the things that he's done, which will carry us through the trials that we're going through now. Because we're going to forget. We're going to forget the times that God has brought us through in the past. And so we need to be reminded of the ways that God is working through the lives of ordinary people in our everyday lives. I don't want this to just be a podcast of, you know, people with huge platforms and stages. I also want people who are working 9-to-5s and are nurses and doctors and pastors of small churches and everything in between. Because I do believe that God is working in the lives of ordinary people, people who are going to the grocery store and picking up their kids from school and raising children and doing things that are just your everyday things, that God is working miraculously in their lives as well. And so that's what the documenting podcast is. We're documenting what God is currently doing, but we're also going to document the things that he has done in the past. Because I believe that this is a big encouragement. It's a big encouragement for me when I feel like I can't trust God. I listen to the stories of the ways that God has been faithful in the past. And I'm encouraged. We read the Bible and we see the ways that God parted the Red Sea. He parted the Jordan River. God provided for his people all throughout scripture. And we're encouraged that, wow, if God did that for them, surely he can do it for me. And God is still doing it through the lives of his people today in 2026, in 2030, whatever it is, that God is still working. And so that's what this podcast is. It's building stones of remembrance. Each episode is going to be a new stone of remembrance to look back on. And so maybe you're going through something that someone else that I'm interviewing is talking about. And it just encourages you to trust God and have faith that he's going to work in your situation as well. So that's the documenting. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear these stories and to listen to these people just tell their stories of how God has been faithful, is continuing to be faithful, or just the ways that they're having to trust God in their everyday life. And so I hope that you guys will continue to listen and tune in to hear what God is really doing in the lives of ordinary people. And so I'm so excited to introduce you guys to the Documenting Podcast. I just can't wait to see what God is going to do. I'm really excited. If I haven't said that like 10 times, I'm really excited for what God is going to do. So yes, that's about all I have to say. And hopefully every time you listen, you walk away a little more encouraged, a little more in awe, and maybe just a little more convinced that God is still working, because he is. And yeah, I'll stop rambling now. I'll see you guys in the next podcast, and welcome to the Documenting Podcast.